You live in a world of choices. Today, you made the right choice.
I can't even get past it. It's just... it's so big.
This is The Drop. On this episode of The Drop, the headlights.
One thing that you kind of realize pretty quickly once you tour the entire United States is that the country is so large that it really is quite a task to have a large fan base everywhere you go. I mean, it's kind of like one city, one town at a time, and you just get there, and sometimes there's a lot of people, and other times it's really, really small.
And now, here's your host, Dan Portnoy.
Hey, welcome to The Drop. My name is Dan. Thanks for joining us for a killer show today featuring the headlights. You may have heard of them and their album, Killing Them With Kindness, voted one of the best albums of the year, according to The Drop here. Matt Benson and I were able to catch up with the band up in Charlottesville at Twisted Branch Tea Bazaar, which is a great tea house. It is just fantastic. It's a great place to be. And we got to talk with them and hear the stories of their on-the-road life, which was fantastic, and also catch a great show not too far away. And there wasn't that much driving, so that's always nice. In addition to the headlights, The Drop is going full steam ahead. Again, we are still accepting beta testers for our The Drop Radio Network, a one-hour weekly radio show that can be downloaded to help keep the best in indie rock music and the flair of all things fun, courtesy of The Drop, right to your college or community station. So if you are familiar with one of these stations, shoot them an email. Tell them you want to hear The Drop on their station. And they can shoot an email right to me, dan@thedroponline.com, and I will talk with them at least for 4 minutes. After that 4 minutes, well, it's like 39 cents to charge, and you have to be over 21. Anyway, we don't have to get into that. We'll get into that later. But no, The Drop is available for community and college stations across the country, and we're really excited about it and really enjoying getting the word out. So, more from the headlights when we return after the break.
Hey, don't stop your player just yet. More Drop coming up in just a few seconds. Oh, and by the way, if you'd like to contact Dan, do so by sending him an email at dan@thedroponline.com. More from The Drop coming up.
Okay, Dan, we need to go ahead and record the last tag there.
No! They're all going to laugh at you!
Dan, it's just the tag.
They're all going to laugh at you!
We do this every show.
No!
It's for the end of the show. It's
they're all going to laugh at you!
The Drop, Dan Portnoy.
Well, it does that. I mean, I had a tutu on.
Want to know more about The Drop? Visit us at thedroponline.com.
6 million people can't be wrong, is what I'm saying.
Hello, everyone. This is Imogen Heap.
This is Chris Moore from Patton's Movement.
Hey, this is Tim Sanders, and you're listening to The Drop. That's it, Drop.
Now, once again, here's Dan Portnoy with The Headlights.
Welcome to the show, guys. I'm so glad to be joining you here in Charlottesville, and getting ready to go on in just a little bit, touring around. And Tristan, this is kind of an interesting night because it's bachelor party night. So what's that about?
My best friend from childhood is getting married on Saturday, and I'm the best man, and tonight is his bachelor party of sorts. It's not terribly traditional, so we're just going to have a little pop concert for he and his future wife, who is also our dear friend, and see how it goes.
Cool. So there's no like dressing him up in women's clothing tonight or embarrassing him that way?
I'm doing a strip show after our set. But I mean, basically, yeah, the clothes will come off later, but we like to keep professional until our set's done.
I think that's a good call.
So we mentioned the new record, Kill Them With Kindness. I know it's been received fairly well. How have you seen the response grow and fan base? Has there been any changes in that recently?
I think that we've definitely noticed a difference in the press, and I think that mostly just comes from the fact that we're on Polyvinyl now, and they've done a really good job at, you know, getting the record out there, and we definitely know what it's like to be a band that's kind of all alone and just doing it by yourself, which can be great, but it's really fantastic to have a label working behind you. And I think that in some places we definitely notice a difference in the amount of people that show up to shows. But one thing that you kind of realize pretty quickly once you tour the entire United States is that the country is so large that it really is quite a task to have a large fan base everywhere you go. I mean, it's kind of like one city, one town at a time, and you just get there, and sometimes there's a lot of people, and other times it's really, really small. So that's kind of how it goes, I think, on the road, at least for us anyways. But we are excited because we're going to get to go to Europe, and that is definitely something we've always wanted to do.
What are the hot spots that you're looking forward to on the European like?
Pretty much the whole thing. Yeah. I mean, Germany, crazy. From what I hear, is kind of amazing as far as being in a touring band goes. But, I mean, we're going to Sweden, Austria, and France, and England, and it's not fully booked yet, but I think we're going to try to hit all those spots.
Would you like to talk about the split you have coming up?
Why, yes!
We've done some touring with a band, the Metal Hearts, who are on Suicide Squeeze, and they're from Baltimore. And they're kind of really dark, moody, great songwriters. And we're really excited that we're going to be doing the split with them, that Polyvinyl release. There'll be a few songs each. Should come out in March, we think. And which will be followed by a big tour in support of that.
And in the touring of the past couple of years, what has been, you know, some of your favorite spots along the way, or what has been some crazy stuff that you guys just, you know, that you fall into now? You've been on tour for so long, you probably are like, oh, okay, and then this the routine and that kind of thing. What's kind of upset that along the way that's been kind of fun?
There's an insane amount of routine when you're on tour. Subway has the best bathrooms, aside from Starbucks.
Yeah.
There's some cities that we really love, you know, Chicago, Milwaukee, Buffalo, New York, Minneapolis, L.A., Austin, San Diego. San Francisco is awesome. Seattle.
DeKalb,
Illinois.
Champaign, of course.
Yeah. Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I mean, there are towns that we've been to so many times now that we, like, have our favorite restaurant. Yeah. And we have our least favorite restaurant. And, you know, and the things that upset that are always the things that you don't see coming. Like, you know, your battery dying, or a punk rock band jumping you, or, you know, whatever the case may be, or hammers coming through your wall at 8 o'clock in the morning at Comfort Inn. You know? All of these things are things that, for better or for worse, seem to stick out in your memory because you totally don't expect them and don't see them coming. But yeah, a tour can be incredibly monotonous, and you really try to do your best to, you know, entertain yourself and think of new ways to do things, and usually talking gibberish to each other in the van
is a big part
is a staple.
We make up words. And we laugh
and
at each other.
And we won't tell you about them.
No, believe me, I'm not going to say a word. Yeah. Just know that when we're in the van for many, many hours at a time, we probably start speaking a different language.
Yeah, we just...
And it's extremely embarrassing, and I never want anyone to hear it except for us. No, we just get, like, really giddy, and, you know, you just kind of get stir-crazy. Being in a van and
cabin
being
fever.
Away from your home for so long, you just kind of get nuts.
Imagine being in your car all day for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
With like two people that never change and like,
that never go away.
Yeah.
Now, and for the record, when a punk band jumps you, it's not like the video Beat It.
It was a lot like that. I mean, we tied wrists. We had some satin strips that we tied wrists with, and we each got a switchblade.
Yeah.
And just kind of, you know, we observed the rules and the etiquette of street fights.
Right. And then at the end, you got together for the dance number.
Uh-huh. That's right, yeah.
There was a dance-off between us and this other band, and let me tell you, we kicked their boop. Now you don't have to edit that.
That's really good. Getting jumped by a punk band is probably never fun.
No.
Oh, dude, you'd be surprised, man. It really keeps you on your toes.
Well, dispelling the many rumors along the way of tour and otherwise, thank you very much for rapping with me and Mr. Benson here. And have fun on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Well, that's it for us here at The Drop. Check out the headlights at headlightsmusic.com. Big thanks to them for a great show and a great interview. They got a whole bunch of stuff happening, including a crazy European tour. So if you're one of our European listeners, check out the headlights when they come through your borough. Anyway, my name's Dan Portnoy for the cast of thousands here at The Drop. Have a great night and be safe.
You've been listening to The Drop. Your host has been Dan Portnoy. For more information about The Drop, go to thedroponline.com or send an email to info@thedroponline.com. This podcast was produced and engineered by Chris Weigel at Audio Concepts, and it has been a production of the Portnoy Media Group.